Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Hey, here we go. We are live today, the day after Thanksgiving. Chad Hartman, Lindsey Brown, Harrigan, Trader, Commie. Not working today. Lindsey's here. Excellent guest. And let's start the show with the chairman, the great Patrick Roycey is here. Of course, the day after another brilliant Turkey of the Year. You were in the nation's capital. Is it lunch or dinner with the president of the United States?
Yeah, I don't think either is going to happen here. But we were driving around a little before. My wife's got some relatives here, and we came out to see the new babies. There's a 3-year-old and a new one, and we hadn't seen either of them. So we came out to see the babies, and had quite the delegation here. But It is an interesting place now that we have this gentleman in charge of the country. And we tried in the Turkey column to, writing about personal grudges.
Yes.
To make a little reference to the fellow. But I don't think, subtlety just isn't the way to go. You should just flat out say
That's one thing. He's ended nuance. Like subliminal messages. It's just the sledgehammer is seriously what apparently everybody wants now.
Yes, and that's probably what the chairman should have done. But what the heck?
I loved it.
It was okay. It was a very very difficult decision though, because I got to say the chairman was focused on Cheryl since she made a complete jackass out of herself walking out of the arena down there in Phoenix, and fine, get mad at the refs, get mad at Nafisa, no, you're leaning out. But I don't think the U.S. Olympic coach should be screaming F-bombs back at fans who are screaming F-bombs at her. They scream at you, you walk away, you
Correct.
Keep your head down and walk out, right? That's
yes.
what you do. Not more profanely address them than they addressed you. But anyway, plus, I mean, really, when it's all said and done, can we look back at the Turkey winners through the years and not have Cheryl in there someplace because of her erratic, successful but erratic behavior? She deserves a place, and this should have been the year. But then,
it's then. I agree, because we chatted about a week before, and you had settled on Cheryl, and I applauded you. I said, obviously, a hell of a career, but my God, she's got the sycophants and the acolytes around her. And it's 2 straight years where when she went out about as sour as a human being can ever go
that's
out.
Right.
Back-to-back years.
And the year before, it was a fantastic final, and she turned it into a national conspiracy against the Lakers in favor of New York. She did. She is... Elimination defeat hasn't been her strength. Remember the fantastic series with the LA Sparks, and there was a call in there at the end that she also thought was one of the great tragedies in the history of treatment of athletes. But
she anyway. Also said this year, Patrick, she goes, and I guess they're laughing, I handle a loss as well as anyone. And I'm thinking, you handle it as about as awful as anyone I've witnessed in my 60 years on the planet. And by the way, she wins a ton. We all acknowledge that. But my God, when she loses, it is never the mirror's fault.
She handles loss as well as Norm Van Brocklin, who went home and got drunk and quit, you know. So that goes back a long time ago. But he was the original Viking coach, and I didn't cover him, never covered him, but he, from a distance, you could tell he was a complete fruitcake, and your dad could tell you some Van Brocklin stories, that's for sure. So,
you're settled.
Sunday.
Yes, and then.
So Sunday, I'm saying, okay, this kid can't be that bad. You know, he can't be as bad as he was last week.
Right.
And I was right. He was worse.
Yes.
I underestimated his the offense performance in the second half, though. I did the math in my head and it came up with a -1 yard, but they actually had 4.
We all arrived because all of us kind of were ready for the same cheap shot. I did the same thing. I did the play-by-play. I'm like, I got -1. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, it turns from -1 to -4. Apparently, Donald called Brad Raffensperger and didn't get the votes, but he got 5 yards for JJ. Somehow
he got 5 yards for JJ. It was just incredibly awful. I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was so bad. The Packers stopped trying to do anything. They just run a few plays and punt because they knew that nothing could happen to harm them. And so, plus, I think our coach, you know, he's had 2 great years here, but I find him to be a bit thin-skinned watching him from a distance. So, and through the years, the chairman has really appreciated thin skin. That's one of the things. If you have thin skin, and we know you're going to get and a lot of people. You know, the other thing, Chad, is interesting, and I detected this for the last couple of weeks. The Viking fandom doesn't really want to blame O'Connell, right?
No, you're right.
I mean, he's not as popular as he was, but they don't want to blame O'Connell. And they don't want to blame the kid, the quarterback. They want to believe that they were right after the fourth quarter against Chicago those many months ago, saying we finally got our quarterback, hooray! But the fact of the matter is Kwesi. They all wanted Kwesi. Kwesi had nothing to do with O'Connell's got 5 times more power with that organization than Kwesi has. Kwesi has a big scouting department, but if O'Connell wants somebody in the first 2 or 3 rounds, he's going to get them. You think if especially the quarterback who's the future of the franchise in this. But the people want to, you know, Kwesi admittedly had a horrible first draft. Okay.
Yep.
And but they were here short term and stuff. And I can't really get mad at him about Dallas Turner, because when they drafted him, I thought they were getting the best defender in the draft from what I'd seen 50 Alabama plays that year, and he made 15 of them. He looked like a beast. So, but the idea, it's Kwesi. Well, that's who you want it to be, because you don't want it to be O'Connell. That's the thing. So
hang on, sir. Let me take a short break. I want to continue on this, and we need to get to your grudges too, because the grudges were tremendous. The chairman is with us. It's Patrick James Ricey. Day after Thanksgiving, we're live, folks. We're not mailing this in. This isn't the best stuff. This is live stuff with Patrick. I want to talk Stretch Lab. Stretch Lab, hey, let's be honest. At what point yesterday did you put on the bigger pants? Come on. What point did you go for, hopefully for the love of God, you went the pecan pie and not the pumpkin pie? Because there's no comparison. The pecan pie is much better. I'm halfway. Lindsay, I'm actually going to another Thanksgiving event today.
Same.
I already had, early in the day, some appetizer leftovers.
Okay.
Now in an hour, I'm going to have main meal leftovers. And then at about 4:30, I'm going to Michelle's side of the family with, not leftovers, but the day after Thanksgiving. I need stretch left bad today.
Yeah, you do.
I need the quads. I need the hamstrings. I need the upper back. I need somebody with that great resistance training. They have at stretchlab.com. Dozen plus locations. You could be Golden Valley like Patrick, Plymouth like me, Lindsay in her secluded mansion. She's in Kenwood. They're all over the place. Get that 50-minute session. I've been going for 6 years. Quentin loves it. My buddies love it. It's all great. Stretchlab.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Right back with Patrick. We're talking Turkey of the Year with Mr. Ricey here. Okay, on McCarthy, Patrick, I know we've all watched some quarterbacks who eventually turned out to be great, who had abysmal starts, but more often than not, those players were with just awful, dreadful teams, and they did not look as just overwhelmed by everything as this guy. So if this guy goes from this awful to very good to great, it'll be one of the great leaps we've seen in sports history.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is not unprecedented. Jamarcus Russell. How about, you know, San Francisco gets a lot of credit. Well, Trey Lance, a nice young man from Marshall, Minnesota.
Right.
They gave up three number ones
for him.
And they pulled the plug halfway, a third of the way through the year and went to Brock Purdy. So the Max Brosmer thing works here. I don't know if he can play, but by the way, have they told us yet? Is he starting Sunday, Brosmer?
Our guy Collar's on at one. So far, I think it's quiet today, but I haven't looked in the last, half hour.
Well, today they'll probably tell you whether he practiced or not, right?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't practiced yet this week. It's got to be Brosmer.
I think they want to do it. They want to give him more relief. But anyway, I got a question for you, though.
Yeah.
I'm getting a new knee December 11th.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah,
December
let's go. Yeah.
You think Stretch Lab, a month after I'm walking around, can they, you think they, can they cure an 80-year-old with a bad knee, or is there too much exercise?
We might be 2 months, okay? I don't know if it's a month.
2 months, okay.
I got closest friend who's about a month out, and he keeps calling me and telling me it hurts a lot, and they keep telling me to keep pushing so it hurts more, and he's like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Why do I want to keep doing this?
With the knee?
But then I have other buddies. Yeah. Like I told you the other day, I have so many buddies who've done it. And by the time it gets to the second or third month, they're elated.
Okay.
They're
well,
happy.
My theory is I'll give them 2 weeks. I'll give them through Christmas. Then I want to get be. Then I want to be moving again. But maybe that's.
Oh, they'll get. They'll try to get you moving like the next day. Mm-hmm. It's.
I know that.
It's crazy. You know, now, are you going to take a sabbatical at all, or are we going to be having Patrick on the medication?
I'm going to take 2 weeks off, I think, and then we'll see what's going on. But, you know, the way the Star Trombone's working now, there, they don't care if you go to an event anyway. So, I should have said that.
No. I'm glad you did. I'm glad. Okay, 5 years from now. Outside of the main NFL team in their respective towns, not just here, is anybody going to go to events anymore, or is it all just going to watch on TV?
I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know. The what's going on is way beyond me, what we're doing here. You know, when a team is bad, they're just as interesting as when they're good. So that's you know, as far as writing about stuff, and I have no idea what's going on, but it's dramatic to say the least. Especially I forgot when I was writing the column on the turkey, the chairman was writing a column. I forgot my Des Moines joke. I was going to have a Des Moines joke in there. That the diner was in fact, I had it. But when I was writing it on deadline, I was hurrying it to get it in. I'd taken the joke out. I was going to put it somewhere else, but I forgot to put it back in there because the banquet was going to be held at the dining room in a truck stop just over the Iowa border. But I forgot the line. I felt very guilty when I read it in the morning that I'd forgotten the cheap shot about Des Moines in there. So
file it away. I mean,
the printing thing will be. By the way, if you want to see the printing place, the last two tours I've been told are December 5 and December 15th. If you want to see what a printing press used to look like in Minneapolis. So.
All right, let's get to some of the grudges. Okay. What in the hell is going on with the squirrels in your backyard?
Your backyard is a mess,
man.
You know what we did? We had a huge pine tree that was like my wife planted this thing like 30 years ago, and her son, my stepson, said, "Mom, I think you're planting that thing a little close to the house." Well, 30 years later, basically these cones are falling on the roof, and it's way up over on the roof, and the leaves. So we had five guys come in. Somebody put us on these guys, Victor and his pals. And let's just say they weren't born in this country. And but if I had five good Minnesota Norwegians, I'd still be waiting for that tree to get cut down. I had these five guys, hour and a half,
Victor.
You didn't know they were there. The stump was gone. There was dirt. There wasn't a cone left. It was the greatest thing. I'm not the most generous guy in the history. I tipped them $150. You know, it was fantastic. So we got rid of the tree, but I think the squirrels are mad because there was a great big nest up there.
Yeah.
And ever since we got the tree cut down, they've been biting into our transformer. We lost power three times in a month because a squirrel gave his life to cost us his power. I think they're smarter than we give them credit for.
I think you're right.
It's a revenge mission, you know. But anyway, I hate them. As I said in there, if they were rats with ugly tails, we'd be calling the cops, you know, but they're running all over the place. So yes, I'm anti-squirrel, and I wanted to get that in there. That was one of my big grudges.
It's the modern day kamikaze mission. That's what's taking place in your backyard on a regular basis.
That's right. Plus, one in the pool this year too. He reach into the skimmer and there's a squirrel in there. That terrorizes you too, you know. So
well, that reminds me, another great curb moment is when Larry's out with Cheryl and they meet this guy and they're talking and Larry goes, "Well, what do you do?" He goes, "I'm a kamikaze pilot." And Larry's pausing for a little bit, going, "Wait a second. If you're a kamikaze pilot, how are you with us?" What do you mean? I'm a kamikaze pilot. Larry's just going, "No, you can't be a kamikaze pilot if you survived."
Yeah, that's right.
It's one of the millions of great moments. Here's
when
where
he had to survive. Well, when he had
the survivor
he had
one.
The survivor on. Oh. He thought it was some guy from Jewish camps. It was the guy from the TV show.
Cody. I think Cody's like, "I had no place to work out." He's like, "Work out."
I think he's out, though. I think he's out of ammunition now, don't you? I mean, I think it's not. I mean, he keeps bringing it out again, and it's, I think it's kind of run its course.
I don't know.
It was genius. It was genius.
I'm telling you, if he came back after the sabbatical, I'd be there opening night.
We won't get into full details in the, when he wrote the obit for his aunt was one of the great ones too of all.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's what didn't the grandma have a heart attack and die too because she read the obit?
You got to get all your letters in the right sequence. Let's just put it that way for this one. All right, when are you coming back?
Well, today we're coming back today, but we had my wife's sister, and there were 17 people here yesterday in this house from relatives from various around. And there's a 3-year-old who's a granddaughter of the sister, ran the entire operation.
Oh, man.
This 3-year-old was
That's great.
Giving everyone orders, telling him where to suit. I lost my glasses. She found them. She's going to be a beauty, man. She's apparently in school, a 3-year-old school, and she runs that whole operation, man. I was trying to watch a football game, or we had to watch Debbie some piggy something or something show. Yeah. We couldn't watch that. You know how disjointed I was yesterday, though? I watched a very exciting Ravens-Bengals game where the Ravens beat them at the end. I found out that was last year.
Wait a second. I watched the end of that game too, and the Bengals won. What's going on here?
I go back at the hotel at night, and I said, "Wait a minute, they're playing again. What's going on here? The doubleheader.
You know, Roger Goodell came up with a new way to get that 18th game in there with the Thanksgiving doubleheader.
Yeah,
all right, man.
He would probably try anything.
So,
all righty. Well, I'm very proud of you. You may be the only radio host working on this.
Yeah, it's commitment.
Thanksgiving. Yes, it is. That's good.
Commitment. All right, sir. I'll travel safe. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
He's the best. There is no one like him, and we are elated to have him. The great Patrick James Ricey. Yes, we had Lindsay 17 over the house yesterday. And I did notice today we have a couple people at the house who don't just like macaroni and cheese, love it.
It's a lifestyle.
Macaroni and cheese has kind of become a part of the Thanksgiving treat. And maybe the host of the party, let's say me, previous significant other, like to make a spicy mac and cheese. Present companion, the lovely Michelle, she's about as Minnesotan as it gets. So, I mean, if the spike level in this 0 to 10 was a 0.5, I'd be shocked.
The
right?
Paprika's in the back, okay?
Right. Oh, my God. If I say paprika, Michelle runs away. Okay? And as somebody likes spices, sometimes it's you want to share this? I'm like, no, I'm the ultimate sharer, but you know, the plain milk over there. I made turkey tacos the other day with some spice to them. The amount of sour cream she put on the turkey tacos was impressive. Well, I did notice this morning, because oldest boy, I'll get into this Carter a little bit, just was a maestro. The macaroni and cheese was never baked. The macaroni and cheese was never, it's baked. It's not baked. It's in the fridge, not baked. So we never had our macaroni and cheese with the Thanksgiving festivities. So it's available. Maybe we'll have it later today. But what we did use yesterday throughout was the Aquarius, great company, Aquarius Home Services, and in particular, the Connecticut drinking water system for everything. We use the good water, even the cooking, the drinking. Hunter's beautiful bride, Michaela, my daughter-in-law, she made her special drink, had the water in there. The Connecticut drinking water system is not one of the best. It is the best. Aquarius first started in 1987, earning the right to be recommended for me. Jumped on board. Well, my father had it. When I first came back, I was in an apartment. But when I first bought a place, 1993, one of the first purchases at the home, guess what, was the Connecticut drinking water system. I haven't moved much, but when I've moved, I've made sure I have Connecticut at my place from Aquarius. And right now, through the end of this month, and it might end really quickly, you can save up 25% on that great Connecticut drinking water system. Reach out right now, AquariusHomeServices.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, Shaletta's here. We're going to have fun and get to other topics next segment. But once again, the President of the United States is a high school bully who's never grown up, whose vocabulary is limited, who is willing to call any reporter, especially in particular female reporters, quiet piggy. Then when Nancy Cordes is asking a very valid question about the individual who needs to face the full extent of the law, who shot the two guardsmen The one woman has died. And when this is an individual who worked with our CIA in Afghanistan, came, was vetted, and then was granted asylum by the Trump DOJ, when Nancy Cordes is just asking a valid question, not a confrontational one, not an uncomfortable one, calls her stupid repeatedly. But then when he's talking about Somalis and in our state, first of all, I mean, we have a massive fraud issue in this state. Not a subtle fraud issue, not a minor fraud issue, a massive fraud issue. In feeding our future, that fraud was filled with individuals who are Somalis. And we've had this conversation many times before. Those individuals, fullest extent of the law. That doesn't mean everyone else who came here from Somalia, Somalia, should be generalized. But we also shouldn't stick our head in the sand about what's going on. So the president, again, who is slipping day by day, says this. Somalian gangs are roving the streets looking for prey as our wonderful people stay locked in their apartments and houses, hoping against hope they will be left alone. That's talking about Minnesota. Utterly ridiculous, a lie. But this is when he goes to the grotesque behavior and uses the number one word in life I hate. I'm going to use it in this one example, and I'm not going to use it again. And if you decide you think it's funny to text here and use the word, I'm not playing, I'll block you, and your communication never will come here. You can criticize me, criticize Tim Walz, but using the word retarded is grotesque. It is vile. It is challenging someone's mental acuity and comparing them to other individuals who, because of their genetic makeup, were born a certain way. And you can criticize Trump, you can criticize Walz, go for it. But when Donald Trump decides that this is the depth of his character, this is the depth of his language, to call the governor of the state seriously retarded, and anyone who's trying to bring this word back, what in the hell is wrong with you? We've evolved. We've learned that certain words are so derogatory, so denigrating, so beneath contempt, we don't use them. Would you go up to my son, my amazing, miraculous, heroic 24-year-old son who has autism, when that vile term used to be used against individuals with cognitive delays, would you use that word? Would you go to three of Shaletta's remarkable children and use that word? If you are, you are a shell of a human being. So to think the leader of our country, where policy matters the most, but character should matter, that he's bringing this word back and that others will, including Elon, bring it back. Why? The vocabulary is endless. And this is the word you want to drag back from the muck and the mire. Shameful. Enough of me.
Ted, they are setting the tone. He is setting the tone. He's been setting the tone since he became the president. Degrading women, degrading people with intellectual disabilities. The way that he addresses and demeans and handles specifically black women. He is setting the tone for how he thinks that people should be treated. And, you just look at, well, what is going on, the new Coast Guard rules, right? Nooses and swastikas, all of a sudden are not, hateful images. They're just quote unquote devices. But, when he brings back that R word and just throws it around, then he's giving everybody else the license to use it, and so this is the standard. This is the world that we are living in right now in the year of our Lord 20 and 25, heading into 20 and 26. It might as well be 1976 all over again. And that is the way that he wants it. When he talks about making America great again, making America derogatory, racist, sexist, classless, he wants all of those things to come back in style so that the majority, people who look like him, are in control and anybody else feels inferior. People are, as far as he's concerned, we're too proud and too free. You know, there was a time when kids with intellectual disabilities, who they labeled the R word, they were last to get off the bus. They were mm-hmm. in a separate special
yes.
school. They were in trailers in the back of the school. They were not allowed to mix and mingle with the other children. They weren't allowed to work, and they would lock them away in institutions and deem them not fit for society. And, you know, you can't just open the institution today, right, and give somebody the key and say, okay, lock them all up. It starts subtly with using the R word, you know, with saying that, you know, Tylenol is the fault, you know, and by insulting and taking away the services or programs in the Department of Education that keeps, you know, kids on the spectrum and have other special needs thriving in school and give them the tools that they need to succeed. You know, those institutions don't start back just popping up all over the country. You know, it's subtle little things like using the R word and throwing that around like that's the hot thing to do that take us in that direction that we fought so hard not to go back into.
Yeah, and among the texts come in and says, listen, you two fools call Trump names. This is before you were on with Ricey, but it's okay for you to do the same, typical of a liberal. And I text the person back, did you listen? I said, I have no problem if you want to criticize Tim Walz or Amy Klobuchar, Donald Trump, or J.D. Vance, but there are certain words that either you knew right away or you're probably embarrassed that you used them as a kid that you know that's a line you will never cross again. That doesn't mean you should be tippy-toeing around if you think Tim Walz is not up for the job or Donald Trump's not up for the job. This show, in particular, the two of us, are not afraid of pointed, directed, research, powerful, sometimes as direct as possible criticism. But going to the R word, which is belittling others at the expense of individuals whose genetics are just minuscule different than the two of us. And sometimes I think, you know, when I use example, would anybody say that to my son? Very, 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 very few. Donald Trump might be one of them. That's how little faith.
Right.
That's how little
right.
faith I have for,
don't take a chance.
For his evolution of character. Again, the policy matters the most. I get it. And I don't fault individuals in this country. I want my conservative friends to listen. If you believe his policy points are better than ones left him, that's fine. But guess what? There were an endless number of Republicans who don't talk like the fourth grade kid that nobody wanted to hang around with. And when he didn't get his way, tried to physically or verbally turn into a bully. He has had endless success in his career. He's not a president once, he's twice, and he might never leave. But he lowers
right.
himself to this level, which is at the worst,
you know,
at the absolute worst.
You say lower himself to that level. He never left.
Yeah.
He never left. He's down there. We keep giving him attributes and you know, because of the position that he holds, think that there is some new standard. He's never left that spot. I don't care what title you give him, he has never left the lower standard.
Now, among the texts here, I lost respect for Chad for using the word twice. We're pointing out what the word is so people know. Don't even go there. Don't even go there when I have a son who I've watched stop breathing. I've watched him have hundreds and hundreds of seizures. I've watched him struggle. I've watched him have surgery after surgery. And he is my hero. I tore up my career for my son. I love him. Just for this texter, understand a little context. I'm saying it's the worst word on the planet. I hate it. But not everybody pays attention to the word. And I used it to point out how despicable it was. And I said, I want to use the word here. And if anybody uses again, And tweets, I'm going to block them. So just stay away with that crap. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the mood for it when you're going to that level. It just bugs the hell out of me. God dang. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's sad that we have to have this discussion because we've evolved. We've elevated. We moved on. It's like he's at the lower level and he keeps reaching up and snatching us entire everybody back down. And so then we have to climb back out of the hole that we've already dug ourselves out of. We've moved on. We have so many different words and terms and attributes to describe people with special needs that, you know, kids and adults alike, that is not even like in the top 100 words. And so, you know, he throws us out there and then he, you know, we're down there and we're fighting and scrapping and then we dig ourselves out of the hole. And then he comes back and uses another word or does another thing. And then we're down there fighting and scrapping again. And so, you know, he's on that lower level and he keeps pulling us down to that lower level. And sadly, you know, he's somebody that we can't ignore. He is the president of the United mm-hmm. States yes. of America. And so everybody in the country, and not just in the country, but around the world, are taking their cues from him. So who else is going to be using the R word as they describe politicians and people? And how is that going to impact the kids that interact with our children? And how are they going to be treated? And so, you know, we fought so hard for so many years for some sense of equity for kids with special needs and adults alike so that they can get employed, get married, have opportunities. And now to throw this word around, it's going to signal. And he knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. It's going to signal to everybody else that is listening for his whistle. Oh, we're back to square one. We can be unkind. We can say ugly names. We can do ugly things to the kids at school and the adults who are working at Hy-Vee or Kowalski's or any of the other amazing companies that hire people with intellectual disabilities. We could just treat them any old kind of way because the president has brought back the R word. It doesn't start with them climbing the walls and trying to take over the Capitol in Washington, D.C. It starts with words. It all begins with what you say. And he's very intentional about that.
Absolutely. Well stated. Back with Shaletta in a matter of moments. I'm going to talk about my friend Amber Scholl and what is going on when something happens and you need a quality insurance agent. Whether it's, hey, maybe it's tomorrow you're driving and you're driving in southern Minnesota and you get 6 to 8 inches and the road's a little more slick than you thought. You make a mistake, somebody else makes a mistake, and you got to go to that phone. Do you have the right insurance? You have the right insurance for your car, your cabin, your condo, your home. Maybe you have some real estate. Maybe you got something else, some other piece of property, personal property, where it needs to be insured. I do. I know it because I have Amber Scholl. Now, it's not Amber on her own because I want a heavyweight company behind my insurance agent, and Amber's with American Family. I've been working with this office for not 10 years, not 20 years, not 30 years, but 35 years. 35 years. Amber has been a part of this office for 15, running it for a number of years, reliable, and it's not just Amber. It's a team helping you out when you need it, including, are you paying too much? How do you track down Amber? Very simple. TeamScholl.com. Once again, TeamScholl. SCHOLL.com. Reach out today. Just a little podcasting. Lindsay's trying to get the podcast up as soon as possible. So that's why I was hit. Somebody's suggesting, are you live or pre-recorded? We're reacting to the news of the day with Patrick and Turkey of the Year and the Trump comments. So yeah, we're live. We're here. Okay. And you're going to be live and here. And as usual, you're involved in another event that is taking place tomorrow, Small Business Saturday Brunch. Tell the folks what's taking place.
Tomorrow, I'm having a celebration of small business owners. And, you know, typically the stuff that I do is for black women or black people, but tomorrow, any Minnesota small business owner, I am inviting to meet me at the Coliseum in Minneapolis from 9 until 11. I've got a food truck. I've got a DJ, unlimited mimosas. Because what I realize is it's been a tough year for small business owners with the tariffs and the Department of Transportation rolling back their disadvantaged business program where we get access to government contracts through the Department of Transportation. It's been challenging to be a small business owner in Minnesota. And we have great programs through DEED, through the state. But even with all of that, it's been a tough year. So we're going to come together tomorrow. I wanted to do something to just kind of bring us all together so we can celebrate the wins. And so, again, it's at the Coliseum on East Lake Street in Minneapolis. It's absolutely free. My company is providing sponsorship of the event. And it's just a chance for us to all get in the room together to talk. You know, I just believe mm-hmm. the blessing is in the room. You never know where your next contract or opportunity is coming from until you get in the room and you start talking to people. And, you know, we need to start circulating the dollar and working with one another as small business owners. Somebody may have some photography services that you need or marketing services or be a caterer or a baker, and y'all can barter and work together. I might not be able to pay you, but maybe if I write you 2 or 3 news releases, you can redo my website for me and take some pictures. And, you know, we just got to start getting creative and coming up with fresh and new ideas so that we can go from just surviving to thriving. And I just believe if we circulate our dollar and support one another, that we can make it. So folks can go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. There's a link to sign up for the event. And I know it's going to snow tomorrow, but you know what? It snows in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I ain't canceling
Get
the
out.
Doggone thing.
Get out, though.
It is not snowing inside the building. The building has a roof on it. It is not snowing inside the building. This is not a retractable roof. This is not Target Field. It's the Coliseum in Minneapolis on East Lake Street. It's covered. And so you can come on in, and we've got some great mimosas, a DJ, again, some networking. And we're just going to have a good time and get together and love on each other for a couple of hours. And then, I know you're going to ask, I am doing my radio show. I have sent Lindsay Brown, my producer who is with you today. Mm-hmm. She already has the list of amazing guests that we'll be talking to on Saturday for a full 3 hours of the Shaletta Show. I'm not asking Steve Thompson to come in the last 2 hours or the first 2 hours. I'm doing my whole show tomorrow.
I'll see it.
He don't believe me.
I'll listen. Man, if it's talking about it's 78 degrees outside, I'll know it's the best of Shaletta. All right, we got to go. Thank you. I hope tomorrow is fantastic. And again, remind folks if they want the info where they should go.
ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right.
Shaletta with us. We'll pause. We'll get a little CBS news, see what's going on. Normally a quiet day, but you never know when news can pop up. Ari will join us, and then is the Max Brosman era about to begin? Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, next on CCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.